Now, will everybody undergo the fitna? No. Allah will save categories of people. Number one, shaheed. Shaheed. This is explicitly mentioned in the hadith. A person asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, why is it that the shaheed does not have to have the fitnatul qabr? This is an explicit question. Ya Rasulullah, why is it that the shaheed doesn't have fitnatul qabr? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kafa bi bariqati as-suyuf ala ra'sihi fitna, rawahu an-nisa'i. It is enough, the shining blade of light striking his neck, that is enough of a fitna that he doesn't have to pass the munkar and nakir. The fact that the shaheed did what he did, it is enough of a fitna. He has passed the test. There is no need to pass the test. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, it is enough of a fitna for the shaheed that the sharpness and the whiteness of the sword strikes his neck. Why does he have to undergo munkar and nakir? He's already tested and proved himself there. This hadith is in Sunan al-Nisa'i. Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Tirmidhi has a chapter called The Blessings of the Shaheed. It has many beautiful hadith in it. And one of them, the shaheed has six blessings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, he is forgiven with the first batch of those who are forgiven. Number two, he will continually see his place in Jannah. Number three, he will be protected from the fitnatul qabr. Number four, he will be protected from the faza'ul akbar, or the big terror. What is the big terror? We'll talk about that inshallah in this series on the barzakh. And number five, that he will get a taj, a crown from Yaqut that will be put on his head. And number six, he will get 72 of the hur, and an added blessing, he will be able to intercede for 70 of his close relatives. So one of the blessings of the shaheed is what? He shall not have fitnatul qabr. So there is no fitna, and there is not even obviously an adab for the shaheed. And there are other evidences as well. Of them, the hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad, which inshallah, we can read something positive into. And that is that when the Prophet said shaheed, he doesn't just mean the shaheed of the battle. Insha'Allah, he means the shaheed that is in the broader category. Because our Prophet ﷺ said, whoever dies by drowning is a shaheed. Whoever dies in a fire is a shaheed. Whoever dies because of the batn. And the batn here means any disease. Some ulama say, the batn doesn't just mean stomach. It means any internal disease. And insha'Allah, this is, we read in positive and we think good thoughts. This is a positive. In Islam, you are allowed to have what is called good omens. You're allowed to read in positive things as a part of our sharia. So inshallah, anybody who dies because of an internal disease, because batn actually means what is internal. It doesn't just mean stomach. The batn, huwa al-zahiru wal-batn. So anybody who dies because of cancer, because of anything, inshallah, we say this is a type of shahada as well, based on the hadith of the batn. So we hope inshallah, we're positive that if somebody dies because of an internal issue, that inshallah, he doesn't have to do what? The fitna of the qabr. Okay, so number one is fitna, and inshallah, not fitna, number one is shaheed, and inshallah the shaheed is in the broad shaheed. Number two, who else is saved from munkar and nakir? Some ulama have read into a hadith, even though it doesn't say fitna, it says adab, but then they say the fitna is a type of adab. And as in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever dies while protecting the borders of Islam shall continually be rewarded until judgment day. And this hadith is explicit, scrap what I said, there's the other section. And he shall be protected from the two fattan. Wa amin al fattanin. And who are the two fattans? Munkar and Nakir. Who is this category? The one who is protecting. Now, once upon a time, and even in our times, in modern nation states, when they're at war, you have armies that are protecting the borders. Even in a state of peace, but you're protecting the borders in case of a surprise attack. This is called ribat. That's what the meaning of ribat is, okay? That's what the ribat is. And ribat is a type of legitimate jihad, right? So our Prophet said, whoever dies in ribat, far away from the family, all alone. Ribat is not easy. Ribat is very difficult because you are living in the wilderness. You are just doing what nobody really wants to do, you know, you're just protecting the fortress and whatnot. Whoever dies in that state, the Prophet said, he is going to be protected from the two angels that are going to come. So this is number two. Number three, and this is inshallah also good news. Whoever dies on a Friday, hadith is reported in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and Musnad Imam Ahmad. مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. No Muslim dies on Yawm al-Jumu'ah except that Allah shall protect him from fitnatul qabr. So to die on a Friday is insha'Allah a positive sign. Now, does this mean that everybody who dies on other than Friday is a bad sign? No, dear brothers and sisters, no. What day did our Prophet die? Monday. So we don't read in the opposite. Don't, this is not our religion. We only read positive. That's the religion. We read in good news. Other than that, we don't read in opposite. Even our Prophet did not die Friday. No, no, it's not something you read into. But if somebody dies on a Friday, we say, inshallah, it's a good sign. Inshallah, it's a good sign that the fitnatul qabr will be protected from. These are the three main categories of explicit protecting from fitnatul qabr. Final point, and then we are done. It is authentically narrated that our Prophet would regularly seek refuge from the fitnatul qabr. So we should seek refuge from the fitnatul qabr. It should be a part of our regular routine to ask Allah to protect us and to be able to pass that exam. And subhanAllah, dear brothers and sisters, and I am guilty of this as well, how sincerely we make dua to Allah because of an exam of this dunya. Well, I was guilty. I no longer have exams for many, many years, alhamdulillah. But we all used to make dua the day before the exam. Oh Allah, let me get an A on this exam. Oh Allah, let me pass this exam. All sincere dua. How about the exam of the qabr? When's the last time we made dua for that? Think about it. When's the last time we made dua for the qabr to pass that exam? Our Prophet would regularly make dua to pass that exam. When the soul comes back, then we have the fitnatul qabr. And the fitnatul qabr is not universal. There are people that are safe from it. If the shaheed is safe from it, we can assume the prophets will also be saved from it. We can assume the prophets have no need for the fitna their whole lives. They don't need to be tested by munkar and nakir. And we can assume that other people, for example, the ribat issue, it kind of sort of opens a door. Somebody who was ultra pious and his whole life he is doing piety and he dies in that state of piety. Insha'Allah, even though the hadith doesn't mention that. But what is ribat? It is a very good deed and the person who dies while doing it, the Prophet is saying he will not have to face fitna. So inshallah, we hope, it's not an aqidah, don't misquote me, it's not theology. We hope that somebody who dies in a good state, inshallah, in tahajjud sajda. And there are people, we see them on YouTube once in a while, you know, in Masjid al-Nabi or something, I saw somebody was praying tahajjud, and in the masjid, you know, in the Kaaba and the masjid, he just, in tahajjud passes away. And the ruh just leaves and the body slumps over. Inshallah, we hope, this is shahada. He's done the inshallah, we can hope. Only Allah knows in the end of the day. But this hadith opens a window for us. That, so category one is shaheed. Category two, the ribat. And inshallah, anybody who is doing something very, very righteous and they die in that state, we hope the best for them. And then category three was what? Time frame. Somebody who dies, especially on Friday. And inshallah, we hope any good time frame, the last 10 days of Ramadan, let's say. Now again, don't misquote me. I'm not propagating theology. I'm simply having good thoughts of Allah, as we should have. That if we know in one time frame is a blessed, then how about if somebody dies in another blessed time frame? We hope from Allah the best. That inshallah, it is something good. And we leave it at that. And it is halal, and not just halal, it is good to have good thoughts of Allah and to read in.